Well, good evening. Thank you all for coming. I'd actually like to just open in prayer real quick. Okay. Father, we pray tonight that you speak through your servant, that you would give me strength to share what you have laid on my heart. And as we open your word, we pray that it would be just that. It would be your word and not my word. And we pray these things in the name of your Son. Amen. I'd like to talk tonight about relationship, and specifically the relationship between a father and a child. I'd like to look at two passages, and then I'd like to close with a few thoughts on prayer as well as it relates to relationship. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 103. And while you're turning there, I'd like to start by saying, earlier this year, as I got to experience what it was to be a father for the first time, I think all of you who have been parents and are parents know what I mean when I say when you become a father or even a parent, for example, and you have this child in your arms and you look at them and you start to kind of have an idea of what it's like when God looks at you as a child. And that's kind of where I'm going tonight. Psalm 103, let's start at verse 11. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And this is the verse I'm thinking of. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. That verse, as a father pities, as a father feels compassion for his children, so the Lord feels compassion for those who fear him. So God feels a deep compassion for his children, for those who love him. He's like a father to a child. And like I said, when I became a father, I started looking at my son in a way that I thought maybe this is how God looks at me. And it started to help me appreciate God's love more. And so I was thinking of ways that I might also feel compassion for my own child. And I hope to draw some parallels between the way I do and the way that God feels for me and for you. When my son cries out in pain, it's one of the hardest things for me to watch. It's the only time he ever cries with tears when he's in pain, I can tell that. I don't know if you've ever just got down on your knees before and you wanted to pray, but you didn't have any words. My son never had any words. He can't speak yet. But when he cries, I can tell he's in pain, and I feel so much compassion for him. And in the same way, when I get down on my knees, sometimes you just don't have any words to say to God. All you can do is cry. And believe me when I tell you that God feels compassion for you, the way a father does for a child, even when you can't say anything. Or when my son is sleeping, and sometimes I just stand there, and I look down on him, and I see how helpless he is. Sometimes he'll take his hand and he'll put it right up on his head. And he just lays there with his eyes closed, and it's so cute. But he's so vulnerable. That's the same way that God looks down on me and on you. And I feel protective of him. Or when he wants to be held. Sometimes he just lays there on the floor and cries, and all that will help him is to pick him up and hold him. And sometimes you just need to be in the presence of God. Sometimes you just need him to hold you. Maybe you can turn with me now to Hosea chapter 11. Hosea chapter 11, starting at verse 1. And this, I love this passage. It's been on my mind for a few months, but it has the same idea of a father and his son. This, of course, is speaking of Israel, but I think we can draw a parallel as Israel being God's people, and we who are in Christ are God's people today. Verse 1 says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." So when God called Israel out of Egypt and they became his people, and as they called them, or as the prophets called Israel back to God from their unfaithfulness, so they, Israel, went from them, the prophets. They didn't want to listen. They sacrificed to Baals and burned incense to carved images. And verse 3 is so moving. "I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them." God raised Israel like a little child. He taught them how to walk one step at a time, and God was patient as they grew. Verse 4 is kind of more of a master and an animal, but it has the same idea, the same character of God, the same compassion. It says, "I drew them with gentle cords," or he led an animal along gently, patience, "with bands of love and not with hardship. And I was to them as those who take the yoke from off their neck. I stooped and fed them." It's like God is saying, I took the yoke from around the oxen's neck that was used to drive them so they could actually bend over and get food out of a trough. That's the compassion that God has. And all these illustrations point to God's loving kindness, his deep compassion, his tender care for his people. And we who fear God are his people today. And God loves his people as children. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him," which is Christ, "to them he gave the right to become children of God." Imagine. God calls us our children. And so I'd like to just hold that idea of relationship and think about prayer for a few moments. What is prayer but relationship? Prayer is that expression of our communication with God, which is our relationship. And prayer cannot happen without three things: me, or you, and God, and words, communication. But our prayer is based on that relationship that we have with God, not just a ritual, not just ceremony, but a relationship. Almost half of 150 Psalms contain personal pronouns, which means I and you. It's a direct dialogue between the psalmist and God. And I think that's one of the reasons I love the Psalms so much, is it's that intimate communication between a man and God. We can talk to God like a child to their father. I've heard some people say sometimes when they pray, like, "Daddy, Father." I don't know if I would use that, but it communicates that intimacy, the Abba Father, that expression that we can talk to God like a little child. We don't need flowery words. We don't need to sit in the right space. We don't need any good on our knees, although that's not a bad thing. We don't need to speak a certain way. We just need to talk to God. God is an intimate and personal God. He cares for his people in the same way a father cares for a child. He is loving and tender with deep compassion. He wants to spend time with you. He does. He wants to talk with you. And he wants you to talk with him. So I pray, even tonight as we go to prayer, that we would remember that it's a relationship. It's not just a list of things that I want, things that I want God to do for me, although there are, we can pray for anything. But sometimes God just wants to talk to you. He wants to know how you're doing. And sometimes when you don't have any words to say, he just wants you to be in his presence. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your great love and your tenderheartedness for us as your children. And as we think of the things from your word tonight, as we go home, I pray that they would not fall by the wayside, that they would encourage somebody, stir somebody up to spend time with you. And Lord, there's so much joy to be had to just sit in your presence and to know, be still and know that I am God, he says. I pray tonight as we go to prayer now that we would enjoy spending time with you. And we ask all these things in the name of your Son, Lord Jesus. Amen.